Kenora. After an absence of several years, Kenora Ag Days returned to the sports grounds on August 20-21, with plenty of action for everyone to see, including chuckwagon and chariot races, as well as a gymkhana competition. Approximately 650 spectators passed through the gate each day, according to Carmen Wolkowski, Kenora Ag Society president. "We were very happy with the numbers considering it was planned in a short period of time," said Wolkowski. "The weather was great, although almost too hot, as I know a few who wanted to come back Sunday, but one day in the sun turned out to be enough." Wolkowski reported that racers told her they were happy to be back on the racetrack at the Kenora Sports Grounds, for action-packed races. "We have a half-mile track, which the racers like, and Kenora is one of the few towns to have a track that long. Many times we have heard from different racers that it is their favorite track." In addition to the chuckwagon and chariot races and the gymkhana, other Ag Days events included a petting zoo, pet show, old-fashioned kids games, and a four-team slow-pitch softball tournament. Final results in the slow-pitch tournament were Border Breakers, 2 wins, Pelly Wildcats, 2 wins, G-Force, 2 wins, and Scared Hitless, winless. A highlight for the younger spectators was the traditional stick horse race, restricted to racers aged 8 and under, held during the intermission of the chuckwagon races. "There is always a long lineup kids wanting to do it. They love being able to go on the big track and hear that horn sound and then race around the barrel," enthused Wolkowski. The cowboy church service was well attended on Sunday morning. Throughout the weekend, Extravadance did an excellent job of serving delicious food from the canteen. For planning the races on a shorter notice this year, working with the town to amalgamate the events into one weekend was a good idea, shared Wolkowski, "and we are planning to improve the weekend to make it even a bigger attraction in the future." Many spectators, both local and from out of town, were happy that races were back and can't wait to come back next year. "This is why we do this, for our community, to bring them together and enjoy a weekend of full of entertainment, fun, and a chance to visit with others. We want it to be a weekend for family to come home and make memories. It is a lot of hard work preparing for an event this size, but it is so rewarding to see the smiles on people's faces and how happy they are to be there." Wolkowski was appreciative of the support shown by spectators, sponsors, participants, the Ag Days Board of Directors, the town of Kenora, and all the volunteers who help put on the weekend. "We cannot wait to start planning for a bigger show next year."